This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Segment for me here on the Alex Jones Show. Jason Burmes takes over. I'll be back hosting the War Room with a bunch of other news and video clips I didn't get here today on the Jones Show because I'm taking your calls. I want to go back to the lines here quickly. Mike in New York has dialed in. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen the Cuck Destroyer Schroyer.
Yes, hello.
How you doing, big guy? I just want to say, you know, I actually, everything I called in about was covered. The cold audience is on fire today. Today was insane. It's just, they hit on every single aspect, you know, looking at the trickery, looking at, you know, celebrating what happened today and everything. It's just, at all points, fantastic show.
And this is why this show needs to be preserved. This is why InfoWars need to be on the air. You're not going to find a more all-encompassing transmission in response to this like you do here with the callers and the crew and the host. It just doesn't get any better.
That's right. And one last thing I want to touch on. I tried to call in the other day about it, but we ran out of time. Something really big has like shown up to me in the department of like music and entertainment, and it's so toxic, everything that we're given. And you know, we had what's his name, the singer on the show last week.
Jimmy Levy. Yeah, he's awesome.
Jimmy Levy. Yes, I started with him. Right, I first started listening to him, and it led me down this rabbit hole of finding these like more like God based. And like not like the traditional God base, but one that you probably heard of is Bryson Gray. He's really popular right now. And,
yes, of course.
One that's a little less popular right now is Tyson James. It's like he's really good friends with him, and their content is just like it just gets you going.
No, it's
like,
fantastic, and this is the part of the culture war that I mean, we don't get too much into it. I do cover it a little bit, but yeah, it's not going with the globalist Satanist dominating the culture, but finding the alternative people that believe in God and humanity and freedom, of course, they get blackballed from the mainstream market. I mean, Jimmy Levy is like as talented as it gets as a vocalist and a songwriter and singer, but he'll never be mainstream because he loves God and Jesus Christ, so he's not allowed to be that. But thank you for the call, Mike. Let's go to Jason, final caller for me today. Jason in Ohio, go ahead.
Thank you for putting the priority of a child's life ahead of everything today, Owen. And here's the real reality, okay? The Supreme Court did not stand up to block the injections into these children. They're going to be catastrophic from the mother and then to the newborn. So they haven't stopped nothing. The jabs are going to take care of the abortions for them, okay? So everything God has done good for this earth, man has flipped it upside down for evil. So the marriage, which I blame men 100% that they don't care enough about a woman to marry the woman, have a child and an honor underneath God and do it with it as a blessing. Instead, here in the year 2022, two kids, and that's too many. We need to take a couple of them out. But 100 years ago, they had 10, 12, 15 kids, and they had a family, and it was a blessing. That is no longer the case in this country anymore.
That's a cultural issue, and it's more of a selfish nature of our culture these days that gets celebrated. And so I understand where you're coming from here. But, you know, the funny thing to me is that you can go ask all these women out there that are protesting for abortion, that love abortion so much, and you can ask them, I guarantee you, none of them probably have boyfriends, none of them are probably sexually active, none of them have had an abortion or plan on getting an abortion, and you can just say, hey, you know, if you don't want kids to come into this world, why don't you just not have sex? And they would take that as some like affront or offense. Why is that offensive? Pretty much basic stuff. You don't want to have a kid? You don't have sex. Or you can have birth control. Or you might say, hey, you know, why don't you just close your legs? Oh, no, 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 no! You don't slut shame anymore! Jason Burmes takes over.
The UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalists. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmes here, sitting in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. And this broadcast is going to be, in my opinion, the epitome of why InfoWars.com and Alex Jones is so damn important. Because we are going to spend the majority, if not all of this hour, presenting a true contrarian viewpoint on, you guessed it, Elon Musk. Somebody who, at least in right-wing media and alternative media right now, has been erected as some type of savior. And I am here to warn you that the only person that is going to save you is you. And that we cannot invest in puppeted globalist billionaires, period. And if you don't think that Elon Musk is one of those billionaires, let's start here. Elon Musk gained a 600% wealth increase over the COVID 1984 nightmare. You can check this out at moneytransfers.com. Now, to put that in perspective, other awesome people, other great billionaires that love us so much, also had huge increases. Jeff Bezos, he obviously loves you. Bill Gates, boy, does it get any more of a love fest. Warren Buffett, Larry Page, and Sergey Brin. Now think about that for a second. During this total and complete takeover of not only our elections, but our free speech and thought over the last 2+ years, a medical martial law tyranny being instituted, they allowed Musk to increase his wealth. And let us not forget that he was also espoused by the good people at Time Magazine as the person of the year in 2021. You know, the same magazine that proudly wrote an article how the election in 2020 was fortified by the good guys. Now, these are really only the beginnings of the things that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about him pushing transhumanism, climate change, and yes, warfare in Russia and the Ukraine based in space-based weapon systems that he's partnered with DARPA on. Okay, let me repeat that. Partnered with DARPA on. You know, those good people at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. Now, before we get into all of that, I will give the Musker nuts his due. Because one of the reasons that people have fallen for this facade, in my opinion, is he's spoken truth on a plethora of issues. We may even have time to play, for instance, where Musk talks about overpopulation being a myth, which it is, and that this planet could handle many times the amounts of humans that are currently on the planet. He's telling you the truth there. He told you the truth about artificial intelligence and its dangers at one point. absolutely did that. He's telling you the truth when he tells you you're being censored online. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely 100%. But at the same time, he's not only being pushed by Time Magazine, he's being pushed by another transhumanist that we've played clips on this show of, and we're going to do so now. And that man is Dennis Bushnell. Dennis Bushnell, still the chief engineer over at NASA. He is a talking head for the Defense Department and beyond, and has been around pre-Apollo since the Gemini days. And although we've shown you this clip before, we're going to go back to 2011, because in this very, very long clip, we're not going to play all of it, this man talks about what? Instituting population control. Malthus 101 says the code word is sustainability, brags that they may genomically alter human beings. We've all seen the muskernuts talking about mRNA technology and how it can change your genes and how you could turn somebody into a butterfly if you wanted to. A lot of echoes here. And maybe the most stark thing that was said by Bushnell in this is that they had already put 10,000 brain chips in humans. We're not talking cochlear implants. We're not talking retinal implants. We're talking about the real deal, memory / super soldier type brain chips. And we're not only going to play this clip, but we're going to play a clip from 2018 where that number is no longer 10,000, as you can imagine. But in 2014, he told you how 40,000 people had these brain chips. And in 2018, we'll play it for you, 200,000 people with these type of brain chips. We're in 2022, and this man has written down a blueprint that was published in 2001, prior to 9/11, called Future Strategic Issues and Future Warfare circa 2025, where he lays it all on the line in a timeline of a transhumanist future nightmare of total surveillance and control. Okay? So let's start here. Let's play Dennis Bushnell talking about population control, which they may institute along the way, and Malthus 101. Remember, Malthusianism is the price of a life and goes right in line with these predator-class globalists.
The code word is sustainability. The crashing of the ecosystem is due to population growth and the way we're now living, our standard of living. The estimates vary between 30 and 50% of a planet that we're currently short to sustain the standard of living and the current population, much less the population growth. As the Asians and their billions come up as they are at 9 to 11% growth rate to Western standards of living, we're going to be short three more planets, and they're not readily available. This will result in peak everything. This will result in standards of living plunging. There's a partial solution to this, and that is to switch to halophyte salt plants.
And by the way, this partial solution he espouses well over a decade, and yet it's never been instituted. And by the way, he says it's not a partial solution in other videos. No, 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 no. It is actually a way to solve food, water, and energy. But you know what? That technology would empower the people, and we couldn't use code words like sustainability to enslave them, to control them, to put them on a carbon market system. And remember, Musker Du was the anointed one for his Tesla Motors because, you know, that's going to solve climate change. I'd also like to point out that Elon Musk was so happy to put together a new sustainable house. Sustainability, lower standards of living for you and me. You think the Musker Du is going to be in sustainable living? Well, if you believe the propaganda that they put out there about this guy, that he's just an average guy and he's helping he's couch surfing. Oh, yeah. Elon Musk doesn't even have a home right now. He's out couch surfing. He's K.O. Kalen, apparently. He's in the guest house. Like, do you believe these things? Now, on the flip side of this, we are going to have to dive deep into how Elon Musk is helping to start World War III. The man is outwardly challenging Putin to single combat over the Ukraine and then getting in fights with members of Russian parliament while arming the Ukrainians with his Starlink satellites that are being used in drone warfare. This is total and complete insanity, and we must bring this to light. I watched the Tuckster last night. This is what he got wrong. He talked about the Democrats wanting to go to war, while Elon Musk says we will coup who we want to coup. We will be back on the other side at InfoWars.com. That's why this is the place to donate. This is the place to support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and make that purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am Jason Burma, sitting in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. We're talking about Elon Musk and the other side of the story. Before we get into his involvement in the Russia-Ukraine situation, I want to play just a little bit more of Bushnell before he praises Musk for his what? Work with human brain interfaces, a.k.a. microchips, that have been developed for human use by the Defense Department, by DARPA, over the past several, and we're talking about three, four, five, maybe more, decades. Okay? This is not new technology. This is what is known as procurement systems they develop with about 15 years, and then they house them for about 40 years and distribute them consumer-wise through what? Trojan horse civilian systems. And I will argue to you right now that Elon Musk and his front companies are those Trojan horse civilian systems. So let's go back to our good friend Dennis Bushnell for a moment. And he's going to explain to you once again that this is Malthus 101. Oh. Well, who's going to be instituting the population control when he says we? Because it's certainly not going to be Jason Burmis. And I'm sure that the United States government's not just going to announce that they're going to institute population control, or the United Nations is going to announce that they're going to institute population control. So ask yourself, who is the we that Dennis is speaking of?
So this is Malthus 101. These innate ecosystem restrictions and shortfalls will necessarily shift world econometrics from a growth mantra to one of sustainability, with possible population control instigated along the way that changes everything.
Think about that. That changes everything. That changes everything. And you got people like Yuval Noah Harari walking around, yapping about a post-human world. All right? This is their move. Make no mistake about it. And what I want to do right now is I want to bring up another clip right here of Bushnell praising Musk before talking about what? Weaponized satellite systems. Okay? And why are we going to play this clip? Because the weaponized satellite systems are now being utilized in Russia. Make no mistake about it. That is exactly what is going on right here. These Starlink systems are being used for drone strikes. And if Twitter wasn't down on the desktop right now, it appears they're having problems with the website. I wonder if it's some kind of a malicious attack. And, of course, if it is, it'll probably be protesters of Elon Musk making him even more of a folk hero for those looking for free speech, when I don't trust them at all, posing with the Starlink. Well, maybe what you didn't know is that literally over two weeks ago, they launched the spy satellites with SpaceX, you know, the thing that's going to bring us to the moon and Mars. Oh, no. That's not for you. That's not for us. That's the Hollywood feel of humans in space travel. Okay. Instead, what SpaceX is doing, it's launching Falcon 9 rocket satellites and U.S. spy satellites, a.k.a. the Blackjack program from DARPA. Okay, here's another one over the summer. the Mandrake 2 satellites, part of that DARPA program, okay? And, you know, they tell you right out there that it is the Starlink for the military. Now, even if it was just Starlink, those are what are known as Trojan horse civilian systems. So is it a coincidence that Elon Musk is man of the year and he's made 600% of his wealth over the COVID-1984 nightmare and he's launching military satellites and being praised as a hero as we start a proxy war that may lead to World War III and says we'll coup who we want? I'm sorry, these are things that I just can't get over when he's telling you, you can have a brain chip put in your head at a robot kiosk in only 6 hours, and then you can listen to Taylor Swift in your brain. Wow! Awesome! Totally what I want. So, here's Dennis Bushnell now talking about Elon Musk and his work with these human brain interfaces.
Humans are now becoming cyborgs. We have cochlear implants to hear, artificial retinas to see, artificial hearts to live, artificial limbs to move, artificial organs to function, and brain chips. There's a couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now.
A couple hundred thousand people wandering around with brain chips now. This is 4 years ago. That's what he's publicly stating. Is that in the news? Are we talking about that on any level? We're talking about super soldiers, the real deal. And every time super soldiers come up, people want to talk to me about China. Hey, get with the program. Post-World War II, United States black programs and underground bases like Area 51 that have helped push the alien mythos were not only involved in propulsion and energy systems, but genomically changing human beings. Chimeras, transhumanism, reality. So, you know, Dennis loves the Muskernuts.
Fixed congenitally defective brains, increasingly to fixed memory and other things. DARPA's working on brain shifts for super soldiers. And people are now working thanks to Musk and other people funding on direct machine brain communications. It's not us versus them, us versus the machines. We're merging. And this is the human evolution of the humans. There is no more natural evolution of anything. People are convinced that the human evolution of everything is 10 million times faster than any natural evolution. And so this is just part of the human evolution of the humans, which will apply in a little bit when I talk about something else.
So let me just stop it right there before we get into the satellite systems on the flip side of this break. He's telling you evolution is over unless we're at the helm of it. And in his little document from 2001, what does it say? Well, it says that the bio-nano era will enter into 2020. And in 2020, billions of people were injected with DARPA bio nanotechnology. Now, they don't know how long this is going to last. No, they don't. But they know at the end it's the virtual age. And the virtual age isn't just the metaverse. And it's not just you logging in to not go to work from your living room. Dennis Bushnell will tell you it is you uploading your consciousness to the machines, whether you like it or not. Let that sink in. And Musk is a huge part of that transhumanist movement. So on the other side, we're going to talk about World War III. We're going to talk about Elon Musk. We're going to talk about fake heroes and so much more at InfoWars.com, where your donations and your support are needed now more than ever. So get to InfoWarsStore.com. And
the UN estimates that over 2 billion people alive on Earth today have cognitive disabilities, lower IQs, and so many other medical issues because of one thing, iodine deficiency. And most iodine that you get from different foods is bound to other minerals or other compounds, so it's not absorbable in the body. And that's why iodine deficiency is such a huge issue. We have the purest, cleanest, best iodine in the world from deep earth crystals more than 7,000 feet deep. X2 is an amazing product, and it has been sold out for months and months and months. It is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Ladies and gentlemen, with all the supply chain breakdowns and the rest of it, I'm not sure when the next time we're going to get X2 is, so I would stock up on X2 right now at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. That's a 360 win. You're healthier, you have a better immune system, a better focus, better clarity, and you're funding the InfoWar. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get your X2 today.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jones Show. I am Jason Berman, sitting in the fourth hour, and we're going to talk a little space warfare, because if you didn't know, right behind me on the screen, if you are an audio listener only, is a 1983 Time magazine cover. Now, again, Time loves to promote that propaganda. Hey, Mr. Man of the Year, Elon Musk. And at the time, they were pushing the Star Wars program, the strategic initiative, the initial weaponizing of space. Now, you could argue that really the beginning of that came with the first Russian satellite and DARPA's predecessor, ARPA. And at the same time as those were being born, so was NASA, and so was a thing called Bourne Classified that allowed black sites like Area 51 to come into fruition. I would advise people to please read the vast works of Annie Jacobson, currently working on a book that she says terrifies her. I have a funny feeling that it's really about transhumanism, and that's why it terrifies her, because she's talked about Area 51. She's talked about Operation Paperclip. She gets how this moves into what? The Pentagon's brain, a.k.a. DARPA. She's talked about that technology being utilized, beta tested, if you will, in Afghanistan and Iraq via First Platoon. Okay, so she's worth reading. But you know what? InfoWars is worth supporting because guys like Robert Bowman, who were a part of this strategic initiative of the Star Wars program, guess what? They came on Alex Jones and they told the truth and said that the program was absolutely successful and highly classified. Now, our good friend here, Dennis Bushnell, while speaking at Fire 2018, has already discussed space warfare and its reality. I know, Space Force is a big joke. It's really just an extension of what they had via the Air Force, right? They're already, that's where they're launching SpaceX out of Vandenberg, where the secret space programs have been taking place in large part, obviously in other areas as well. But here, he's going to be asked about weaponized satellite systems that the Russians have. And I want you to take note on what's said and how Dennis thinks it's hilarious when he answers the question.
Is the Russian satellites that are moving in unknown and unusual paths. In other words, satellites are no longer just satellites, but now they are moving around in unknown and unexplained patterns. Can you comment on that and the evolution you see of satellites with that similar technology?
And the second one is the Russians apparently have satellites up there that I'll describe. They're moving in strange ways. And they may not be normal satellites, maybe doing something different. So what's that all about?
You see the huge smile on his face? You got to understand, part of Bushnell's job is to be a spokesperson for these technology, okay? To empower the military-industrial complex, which he is a high, high, high-ranking bureaucrat. You see that big old smile? He's like, yeah, they're weapon systems, but I can't comment.
No comment.
Oh, come on now.
No.
Killer satellites? Are they? No. Okay, all right. Sorry, Ty. What for two?
What he didn't tell you is I'm the NASA rep to the National Intelligence Council. And so I got to be a little careful.
Yeah. He's got to be a little careful. You understand? He works for the Defense Department. He is the military-industrial complex. He openly discusses how what NASA does, only 20% is space exploration. He's pushing the climate change agenda, okay? He's pushing transhumanism, and he's pushing old Musker nuts. Now, to get back to the fact that these satellite systems, just the Starlink ones, forget about the Blackjack ones that are launched in the ride-along program, are being utilized in warfare, I want to go back to Tucker Carlson and his opening piece last night, which I thought was pretty good, right? He was talking about the true believers and Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and the Democrats getting behind the Ukrainians because Russia, Russia, Russia. Russia ruined everything. Russia put Trump in office. Russia hacked our elections. Russia disinformation everywhere.
Now, let me tell you right now, a guy like Adam Schiff knows that's all Johnny nonsense.
And I would assume that Nancy Pelosi, even in her old age where she can barely walk and is kind of stumbling around her words, not so much Zombie J style. I mean, it's tough to get Joe Biden style at this point, but enough where you can tell she's aged. Maybe she's not as much in the loop, but they surely are not the true believers that Carlson talks about. However, their base is, I guarantee it. These up and coming congressmen and senators that have pledged their allegiance to the Democratic Party probably do buy into that, probably do want to get behind it. But ask yourself, what is the excuse of the vast majority of conservatives and Republicans that are behind it as well? Well, it's really simple. This is about the military-industrial complex
arming the Ukrainians as a proxy to start these wars, which can escalate to any level. Okay, you got Putin and the crew openly talking about nuclear weapons, openly talking about perhaps launching them in European targets, going after those that would arm the Ukraine. Okay, while we're sitting here bragging about giving them $30+ billion, bragging that they're using our Sidewinder drones, bragging that that's not enough, that we have to give them ghost drones as well. Okay, all these things are happening, and let me tell you right now, something could happen in this country. Doesn't necessarily have to be Russia, right? Just like Assange isn't a Russian agent. Assange wasn't working with the Ruskies. Okay, a dirty bomb went off here. If a nuclear weapon, God forbid, went off here, if a chemical or biological attack happened in this country, Russian sympathizers, anyone? Russian terrorists working with Al-Qaeda, ISIS, and the white supremacists? Any narrative is possible. Any narrative is possible. And by the way, all you folks of color out there, I want to let you know, you're not safe either. You're not safe either. Because whenever the narrative needs to fit beyond white supremacy, what does it go to? Oh, black extremist. Remember that one individual who tried to drive through the White House gates and was shot down? Who do they associate with him immediately? Black supremacy, black extremist, Louis Farrakhan. And now we have this shooter in New York City, okay? And if you look at his videos, what did they say? Black extremists, black supremacy. Also just happens to be that the guy was doing videos about 9/11 and questioning that event as well. Weird. Weird. And yet, with all the surveillance we have, all the real-time cameras, all the biometric devices that are set up all around New York City now, and that's a reality, what happens? The cameras malfunction. See, it's just so convenient every time that technology might, you know, empower the people and hold those in charge accountable. We don't get it. We have to just, yep, Epstein killed himself twice. Both times we didn't have camera footage. That first time he tried to kill himself, didn't do it, couldn't do it. But we don't have the tapes of that. And then the second time, when he was successful, we don't have the tapes of that either. And no one's even talking about Jean-Luc Brunel, who, again, was not only a close associate of Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein, but seemed to have those weird Israeli intelligence ties and was involved in what? The fashion industry and modeling and raping underage girls to the tune of Vice doing a special on it. Oh, he just hung himself as well. And nobody has any footage of it either. We're going to come back on the flip side. We're going to give Musk his due. We're actually going to play the clip where he exposes overpopulation as a myth because we want to be balanced here. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy.
There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jason Burmes, I want to remind everybody that you can see all my stuff for free, uncensored, over at rockfin.com. That's rokfin.com/Jason Burmes, including all of my documentary films, which I really believe are more important now than ever. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, and Shade the Motion Picture. And the reason I think that they are more important now than ever is because I truly believe a lot of conservatives are well-meaning people. Okay, there are a lot of people waking up on the left that are well-meaning people. But unfortunately, when viewers of this show and listeners of this show are out there playing chess, these other people, unfortunately, they're not even playing checkers. They're on Connect Four. They're on a glorified tic-tac-toe. They don't understand that Homeland Security was initially set up out of the gate for them. That's what it was. It wasn't for the terrorists overseas. It was for you. Out of the gates. Make no mistake. And that's why Loose Change, Final Cut, and Fabled Enemies are so damn important. I was sitting for about an hour with the head of OAN in D.C. on Thursday. And he must have taken two pages of notes and was only slightly familiar with the majority of what I was discussing. And I was discussing with him things like the Bilderberg Group and that they announced in 2018. We live in the post-truth world. He didn't even know what the Bilderberg Group was. And I said, he said, well, are they leftists? And I said, well, not really. You know, you got people on the right like Peter Thiel sitting next to Musker Du here. Oh, wait, these two were involved in the creation of the first large-scale digital money system, PayPal? Peter Thiel has sat on the board opposite somebody like Eric Schmidt, who is on the left, okay, of Bilderberg for over a decade. Over a decade. But the thing is, the problem is that guys like Thiel will go to Bitcoin conferences and tell you the truth about decentralization. And they'll talk about how the government is bad and how they're never going to be able to take your Bitcoin away. I don't know that that's the truth. But the truth is that we do need more decentralization. And the government's not great. And that's why I understand why people want a hero. But you don't need one. You need to become your own hero. Even when Musk says truth like this, when he exposes the overpopulation.
Well, AI is certainly one of the biggest risks. It could be the biggest risk. I think we need to watch out about population collapse. This is somewhat counterintuitive to most people. They think that, well, there's so many humans, maybe too many humans. But that's just because they live in a city.
It's not just because they live in a city. It's because they've been propagated by guys like Bushnell, telling you Malthus 101 is necessary and that the ecosystem is crashing. And this is why they've chosen CO2 as the gas to regulate, because it regulates all human life. Okay? They're not talking about real issues, real pollution, genomically changing, genomically modifying nature in every aspect, in plant life, in biological life, creating chimeras. Those are the real dangers to our ecosystem.
If you're in an aircraft and you look down, they say if you dropped a cannonball, how often would you hit a person? Basically never. In fact, there's stuff falling in from space all the time. Natural meteorites, old rocket stages, all the time. But nobody worries about it because the actual... In fact, there's a good cool website called Wait But Why, and this guy Tim Urban, like, he actually just did the math, and all humans on Earth could fit in the city of New York on one floor. They don't even need the upper floors. So that's actually the cross section of humans as seen from Earth is extremely tiny, basically vanishingly small, almost nothing. So we need to watch out about population collapse. Low birth rates, I think, is a big risk. And it's also not exactly top secret. You can go look at the Wikipedia, you know, birth rate. So this is definitely the civilization ends with a whimper, not a bang, because it would be a sad ending where the average age becomes very high and really the youth are effectively de facto enslaved to take care of the old people.
Enslaved to take care of the old people, but I assure you that the solution that they're going to give you are robotics, automation, and again, merging with those machines. Problem, reaction, solution. Problem, reaction, solution. And that's the thing about Musk. He's warning you about all the right things, but he's bringing in their technology. And I tell you now that the brain chip is ready to be commercialized. Paralyzed man orders beer using brain implant. First words out of his mouth. And of course, this brain implant is helping the large, overweight woman who's outside in a mask with her severe depression. Sure looks like it's working. You know, let's not suggest a dietary change and some jumping jacks, getting out, walking around, maybe some human contact. No, isolate yourself, put on a mask, get out in the garden, and rev up the brain chip. That's what they're pushing on you in this post-truth world. Well, they set up a real Ministry of Truth. Well, the Ministry of Truth is only one part of the story, because The military's secret undercover army is 60,000 plus strong in this country, has been carrying out domestic operations for over a decade, has zero oversight, and is considered an art form known as quote-unquote signature reduction. And you can bet your ass the head of OAN had no idea about this one. This article will be a year old in 2 weeks. And who's covered it? Jason Burmes has covered it. I saw Matt Taibbi, okay, who's one of the better progressive slash left reporters out there, used to do some good work for Rolling Stone. Hell, he attacked me in Rolling Stone because of Loose Change well over a decade ago. And he posted, he goes, what's this? What's this? Well, it's an extensive investigative journalist piece that shows you that posse comitatus, or the separation of the military and police, is gone, and that they are armed with DARPA tech, such as the thing you see behind me, if you're watching on Prison Planet or on band.video or infowars.com. You see, that's not a hand. That's a hand in a biometrically capable glove. You see, it's skin tight. You put it on, and anybody's biometrics, a.k.a. fingerprints, handprints, can be put on there. Oh, yeah, and it emits human oils as well. So, in other words, biological material, and you ain't heard about it. So, guys, here's the deal in the last couple of minutes. I need all of you out there to reconsider what you think about Elon Musk. Yes, I'm for free speech. Yes, I want to see people reinstated on Twitter. Yes, I want to see the algorithms go away. Musk says, hey, I'm going to keep my biggest critics on Twitter. Well, buddy, I might be your biggest critic. How about a blue check mark, bro? I could use one. Let's up the algorithm for truth. And no matter what good things a person does or an organization does, we must always question the things that could be used in a negative connotation. And I'm sorry, I don't trust billionaires being pumped up by the mainstream media as men of the year with Defense Department contracts that are out there trying to goad world leaders into World War III. Folks, I'm going to be speaking at the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour, I believe on the 12th and 13th over in Myrtle Beach. I'm going to be presenting a series of things about NASA, the military-industrial complex, Elon Musk, and transhumanism. So if you can make it out there, I'd love to see you there. But most importantly, we must keep Infowars.com and Alex Jones afloat. I was just in New York this past weekend at my alumni weekend, and I can't tell you how many people came up to me with a distorted view of what Alex Jones believes, of the information that Infowars.com presents, and what is truly going on at this attempt for a great reset, a new world order agenda, where their great narrative is used to enslave and exterminate the human population on behalf of a predator class transhumanist agenda. I love you guys. Support Alex Jones at InfoWarsStore.com. We will see you on the flip.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.